calls me, they're from Massachusetts. Now I always ask what part. I wonder if you kept the pilgrim ashtray, if it's still propped up on your bar cart. Could make a grand off of the chain you bought me, but damn, it's not for sale. Me, who's my favorite Batman? I'll think of you and say Christian Bale. As long as I live, I'll remember the names of your favorite beers and your video games. The look on your face when you turn 26 and your dad got too stoned. Yeah, that one's gonna stick. Now I say it's aces, but it always sounds so fake. I wonder if your tongue is turning over anything I used to say. Your sister's trying for a baby lately, and your parents got new jobs. It's getting darker, so I turn you down.
Good morning, Metro Vancouver. You are listening to Richard's show on CJSF 19.1 FM. We are broadcasting live from the beautiful Burnaby campus of Simon Fraser University, situated on the unceded coastal Salish territories of the Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh Nations. It is Saturday, June 13th, 2026. I am your host, Richard. Let's get caught up on the world with the top three news stories of the week. First one, the local transit expansion. TransLink has officially finalized the budget for the new Surrey-Langley SkyTrain extension, and construction is accelerating. For those of us who live or commuting through Surrey, this is going to fundamentally change how we navigate the lower mainland. The second news is tech and privacy. The federal government passed a new digital privacy bill this week, putting stricter limits on how social media companies can track our data across third-party apps. The third news is SFU campus news. Simon Fraser University is hosting the annual Summer Tech and Arts Symposium this weekend. If you are on campus today, check out the AQ building for some incredible student showcases. And your weekend weather report right now, looking out over Burnaby, we have an absolutely stunning mid-June morning. We are sitting at about 16 degrees Celsius right now, but the sun is on and we are expecting a high of 23 degrees this afternoon. No rain in sight for the entire weekend. Get outside, soak up some vitamin D, and enjoy the Pacific Northwest. Today we are diving deep into the human mind. 1 month or 2 months ago, we talked about the default mode network. Today we are looking at the psychological hurdles we face in modern society. But we are not just going to dissect the wounds today. We are going to gently apply the band-aid. I'm going to present to give practical, powerful take-home messages to help you break through the noise. I want to hear your thoughts today. You can call me or text me at the studio 778-782-2573. Let's start with a feeling I know everyone listening in Metro Vancouver has experienced. Have you ever walked through downtown Vancouver and sat on a packed SkyTrain and felt completely numb to the people around you? Psychologists call this the urban overload hypothesis. It was proposed by Stanley Milgram. The theory states that city dwellers are constantly bombarded by so much sensory information. sirens, crows, advertisements, new lines that our brains simply cannot process it all. So protect our sanity. We build a psychological wall. We put our heads down and we put our headphones in and we ignore the world. It is a defense mechanism. But the tragedy is that in protecting ourselves from the noise, we also accidentally block out human warmth. We become isolated in a crowd of 3 million people. So here is your psychological band-aid and your take-home message. In this noisy city, we have all grown accustomed to wearing noise-canceling headphones to protect ourselves. But next time, whether you are sitting on the SkyTrain or ordering at your favorite coffee shop, try taking off the headphones for just a moment. Make eye contact with the barista for 1 second. Smile at someone who makes way for you on the sidewalk. Don't let the concrete and the steel of the city become an iron wall around your heart. Practice micro connections. Making just the one genuine connection every day, even if it only lasts 3 seconds, can help you feel the warmth of humanity again. Next, we listen to a song by Drake called Make Them Pay.
Subpoenas. I done got my shit inside arenas like Gilbert Arenas. I remember lobster ravioli up at Serafina. I was in a dream hotel before I was in a loop like a carabiner. Yeah. And shout to all the sweet things from Wilhelmina who tell me at the white party, Drake, I love the album, man. Well, I mean, you're kind of genius. And like Dip said, they really mean it. Yeah. I need compliments cuz lately it's just falling outs and disagreements. Industry is really evil. And I face the way they paint me, but it hurts just like the Philly Eagles. LA love the sound, I could play a show for 1 million people. Don't be surprised, you see the whole YMCA just like the Village People. These niggas measuring they dick size in millimeters. I rack up a tab in Chanel, cause I do buy everything like I'm Middle Eastern. But I realize it's gotta get a little deeper, other than me talking about the way I'm flipping dough like Lil Caesars. I'm trying to catch one of you boys stargazing in the field like Little Leaguers. Yeah, and ain't no passes for you crip walking, all of that diss talking, kiddo beat it. I'm supposed to be my brother's keeper, so don't make us hit another buzzer beater. And don't be suddenly eager to hit me up and have no discussions either. Now you gotta plan a meeting with me just like the Russian leader and shake my fucking hand in front of other people. Yeah, fuck the chatter. Since 2009 as I climb the ladder, they envy me like Nevada, but it never mattered. My niggas run the phone soon as you check into prison. Your niggas run and talk to hold for a second opinion. Me, I stood 10 T's and accepted the mission. Cause I much rather death than submission.
How can you press the ignition and let some memories of the past affect your decision? I love you cause of the history, but if we being real, I could never forget you. And you never call me back, but destiny's written. For real. Fuck a big three anyway. There was too many chefs in the kitchen. It was a mess to begin with. Yeah. And now they got a new gold and we gotta test the position. Damn, who is this guy for real? I guess a magician. 100 million streams vanished. No one got questions for niggas. Well, maybe I'm best as the villain. Cause I got real numbers on niggas who said they got billions. I got all the chains that they ever repped in Virginia. I got niggas prized possessions. I get possessive on niggas. I impressing everything. I get impressive on niggas. I got problems with people who I would've never dreamed. And that's dragging people in who don't wanna get in between. Dog, I was Aiden Ross with streams before Aiden Ross had ever streamed. And Cali, you know what I mean. The beef was fully live. You went halal and got on your dean. And your people are still waiting for a free Palestine. But apparently everything is in black and white and red and green. And I'm seeing everyone's true colors for real. I'm sensing a theme. I'm greater than everybody like some shredded cheese. I was in Hazleton at the one before I was in a loop like a set of keys. Shout out to Cherokee D and Sky Black, cause they was at my birthday when I was searching big booty Ebonese. Jeez, now the penthouse in Bahamas is right next to Jordan like I'm Lebanese. And apparently niggas' souls is for sale like the seven seas. I gave you everything you ever need. But let me find out that Amex the only ones that credit me for making y'all everything you could never be. My sixth sense is kicking in, cause all I hear is people that are dead to me. And that's why I'm turning on my rare receipts to let you know that everything that's said to me will forever be stored in my memory. I'm better off independent, they should let them leave. Cause I just wanna be free.
Welcome back. You are listening to CJSF 90.1 FM. To make sure, our next psychological hurdle is something that plagues university students, researchers, and professional alike. High functioning anxiety. When we think of anxiety, we usually picture someone paralyzed, unable to get out of bed. But high functioning anxiety is the exact opposite. It is the anxiety that pushes you to work 14 hours a day. It is the fear of failure that forces you to perfect every single detail of a presentation. On the outside, you look like a high achiever. You are the person everyone relies on, but on the inside, you are running on a treadmill of pure panic. You think, if I stop producing, if I stop working, I will lose my value. Here is your take-home message to break this cycle. Are you always like a duck on the water, seemingly calm and graceful on the surface, while your feet are paddling frantically underneath just to stay afloat? Stop and ask yourself today, does your value really depend on how much paper you publish, what is your GPA is, or how many KPIs you meet at work? Try setting a downtime for yourself this weekend. During this time, do not think about your future plans. Do not network. Just play an instrument, cook a meal, or sit on the couch. Allow yourself to occasionally be a useless person. You need to separate your achievements from your self-worth. Notice, even if you do nothing, you are still entirely worthy of love and respect. Following is a song by Bukola, I Know I'm Hopeless Romantic.